AUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News special report. Israel carries out strikes on Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital, Doha. UN Secretary General Andres Gutierrez.
I condemn this flagrant violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Qatar. All parties must work towards achieving a permanent ceasefire, not destroying it.
The CBS's Remy Innocencio says there's been no word yet on casualties.
Qatar's prime minister says that the state of Qatar condemns what he calls a cowardly Israeli attack that targeted what he says is residential buildings, housing members of the political bureau of Hamas. So we see this acknowledgement here that the political bureau, Hamas leadership, was targeted. They're also saying that this was a criminal assault that violates international laws.
Israel's prime minister says it was ordered after yesterday's deadly shooting in Jerusalem. There's where the White House was told about the attack in advance or as it was happening. CBS News Special Report, I'm Steve Kaif.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley officially launched his campaign for governor this morning. He becomes the second Democrat to enter the race after Governor Tony Evers announced he won't seek re-election. Crawley joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who jumped in the race the day after Evers' decision. In his campaign video, Crawley attacked Republicans and President Donald Trump, saying Wisconsin needs to, quote, unite and fight back. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien are running, while Representative Tom Tiffany is still weighing a bid. Homeland Security has started what they call Operation Midway Blitz in Illinois, with operations based out of Naval Station Great Lakes. The effort is said to include hundreds of ICE agents to the Chicago area to focus on undocumented immigrants with criminal records. Officials with DHS say Illinois' sanctuary policies allow dangerous offenders to remain in the state. Immigration advocates warn that enforcement raids risk unfairly targeting people who pose no threat. Lowering energy costs is causing We Energies to give some money back. We Energies customers will see a refund on their September and October electric bills thanks to lower than expected fuel costs. For a typical household, the savings add up to about $25. The effects of a recent ban will linger. Savannah Tomey Olson has more.
Check out a vape shop here in Wisconsin, and many of them have bare shelves. Lawmakers passed a bill banning vaping devices that are not listed in the Wisconsin Department of Revenue's directory. It was passed into law and signed, and it went into effect on September 1st. A coalition of vape shops have filed a lawsuit. On Friday, a federal judge ruled against the coalition, saying the law could go into effect. It was passed in 2023. He said the sellers had 19 months to challenge it.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0, but one bright spot was the return of Christian Yelich to the lineup. Yelich had missed the past five games with a bad back. Pat Murphy after the game.
Yeah, he's on it. It was a great day for him. Came up kind of empty, got one hit, but he hit two other balls that, you know, they're homers in some parks.
NFL, the Packers host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. I asked Micah Parsons how he was holding up after just a week to get ready for the Lions game.
Physically, obviously draining. That was like my first game of just constant snaps, repetition, things like that. So obviously I got to, you know, recover, do everything I need to do to get ready for Thursday. But emotionally, I couldn't be more happy, you know, to get my first win in Lambeau, having amazing fans. You know, I told J-Lo that's our first one, and I can't wait to keep stacking them.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
Partly sunny and very pleasant today with highs scraping the mid-70s. Tonight, we'll see more clouds out there, low staying mild to the upper 50s, maybe some spotty drizzle. Otherwise, for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and highs back to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at. They have 17 pro courts. There's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule. Plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screen TVs so you can catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow them on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, women don't need to vote as long as they have a husband, apparently. Andrew Watkins breaks down the church that says this and the politicians who are influenced by it. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on today. White nationalism is no longer the fringe. Of course, it's been the case for a while, but over the weekend, a United States senator came right out and said it. It's the future Republicans are trying to build. Also, are you ready for a national voter registry? Trump is, where he controls who gets to vote and who doesn't. Yeah, how's that going to work out? And could Trump's Epstein crisis take the GOP midterms? What's Trump protecting that's yet to come? The birthday book came out last night. It came out just as we were wrapping up the show yesterday afternoon. Would we have put up with this with Barack Obama, with Joe Biden, with Bill Clinton, with Jimmy Carter? Would we have? Somehow I doubt it. Meanwhile, Israel has struck Hamas in Qatar. This is a big story. We'll get to that in a few minutes. There was a major revision in our jobs reports, revising them down by almost a million jobs, 910,000. Whoa. And Operation Midway Blitz is on, with ICE going full bore in Chicago, although they have not yet brought in the National Guard. I think Governor Pritzker and the mayor have at least for the moment, succeeded in backing Trump down. We'll see. We'll see. In the second hour of our program, our old buddy Cole Stangler is gonna come in live from France. The French government collapsed yesterday, essentially. And, what does this mean for America? Not just in terms of international relations, but the political pressures on both countries, the United States and France, are startlingly similar. I think you're going to find that conversation with Cole Stangler in our second hour fascinating. Also, crazy alert, what pill is Donald Trump popping at the U.S. Open? Was it Adderall? Was it Viagra? Zoloft? Valium? Or do you have another candidate for little blue pill? Or could it be a breath mint? Who knows? Maybe he was getting ready to kiss some woman uncontrollably or grab her by the... Also, the death of traditional news is here. This is a boon to the dictators and the wannabe dictators in the Trump administration. CBS has appointed Kenneth Weinstein to serve as ombudsman. This is the person who led a conservative think tank and has largely worked outside the traditional world of journalism. Surprised? And in the third hour of our program, why have people lost faith in capitalism? What's going on with that? But to start out, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com is titled "White Nationalism Isn't the Fringe; It's the Future Republicans Are Building." And I'm basing this on a rant that Senator Eric Schmidt, the Republican senator from Missouri, gave at the National Conservatism Conference over the weekend. I'll give you the quote. And by the way, this is how Republicans talk when they're saying, basically America should be a white Christian nation run by white men. Quote, "That's what set Donald Trump apart from the old conservatism and the old liberalism alike. He knows that America is not just an abstract proposition, but a nation and a people with its own distinct history and heritage and interests. When they tear down our statues and monuments, our, right? Of course, he's from Missouri, but I mean, he's talking about the Civil War, right? The Confederacy. When they mock our history, when they insult our traditions, they're attacking our future as well as our past. By changing the stories we tell about ourselves, they believe they can build a new America with a new myth of a new people. But America does not belong to them. It belongs to us. End of quote from Eric Schmidt. Yeah, us white people. That's who America owns, or owns America, rather. I suppose you could argue that since the majority of people in the United States are white, and since white people control the majority of the wealth, that it's technically correct to say that white people own America, but it doesn't mean that America is a nation of, by, and for exclusively white people. In fact, it's the opposite. I mean, you know, we've been hearing racists peddling this kind of us versus them rhetoric for a long time, but it's kind of shocking, frankly, to hear a United States senator say it. And, you know, speaking of only of a singular people, you know, white, implicitly Christian, and implicitly obedient to his authoritarianism. In fact, this guy, this senator, also hired a guy, Nathan Hochman, who had been forced out of Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign after he posted, he was pushing imagery, Nazi imagery. I mean, you know, this is the GOP just basically embracing all this kind of stuff. And this is how authoritarian regimes always consolidate power. I mean, George Orwell in 1984 said, whoever controls the past controls the present, and whoever controls the present controls the future. So controlling the past is critical. But, you know, the bottom line here is that Eric Schmidt is basically saying America is a country of, by, and for white people, period. Which is weird given that it was Ronald Reagan who said this. This is a quote from Ronald Reagan. Quote, "You can go live in France, but you cannot become a Frenchman. You can go live in Germany or Turkey or Japan, but you cannot become a German, a Turk, or a Japanese. But anyone from any corner of the earth can come to live in America and become an American." This, Reagan said, "I believe is one of the most important sources of America's greatness. We lead the world because, unique among nations, we draw our people and our strength from every country and every corner of the world. And by doing so, we continuously renew and enrich our nation. While other countries cling to the stale past, here in America, we breathe life into dreams. We create the future, and the world follows us into tomorrow. Thanks to each new wave of arrivals to this land of opportunity, we're a nation forever young, forever bursting with energy and new ideas, and always on the cutting edge, always leading the world to the next frontier. This quality," Reagan said, "is vital to our future as a nation. If we ever close the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost." I mean, keep in mind, it was Reagan who, you know, oversaw the redrafting of a Comprehensive Immigration Act and kept in place the change in rules that LBJ had made in 1965 that did away with racial quotas into the United States. Obviously, Trump has put those racial quotas back, not explicitly and mathematically, but saying, you know, basically, we're not letting anybody from the rest of the world in unless they're white. I mean, he's openly said he wants more Norwegians, and he's got this program for American Afrikaners, in other words, for white South Africans to come to the United States. This is a struggle for the soul of America. I mean, this is the any party that embraces white supremacy and a fascist ethos cannot coexist with democracy, and that's where the Republican Party's gone. And now they're trying to strip our museums of our heritage. They're trying to change our textbooks. They're giving these wild speeches. They're changing our laws. I mean, look what the Supreme Court just did. They just said it's okay to racially profile people. This was Brett Kavanaugh wrote this and was backed up by his five corrupt, on-the-take Republican colleagues on the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, saying that racial profiling is fine. No problem. If you think somebody is here illegally because their skin is brown, go tackle them to the ground. And if they can't produce ID, throw them in jail. This is the papers please world that the Republicans have been hysterically screaming about since the end of World War II. That, you know, oh my God, America's, you know, this is Joe McCarthyism. Was all about, oh my God, you know, somebody's, eventually we're going to be a country where the police can just stop you and ask for your papers. Well, here we are. Sotomayor, Justice Sotomayor said, quote, the government and now the concurrence, you know, that would be, you know, all the six Republicans on the court, has all but declared that all Latinos, U.S. citizens or not, who work low-wage jobs are fair game to be seized at any time, taken away from work, and held until they provide proof of their legal status to the agent's satisfaction. Are we going to let this happen? Are we going to let Eric Schmidt and people like him strip America of the Declaration's promise, of Lincoln's dedication, of King's dream, of the sacrifices of millions of ordinary Americans to make this a pluralistic, multiracial, multi-religious democracy? I'm not. I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to be silent, and I'm not going to surrender America to these right-wing fascists. Ain't going to happen.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
How about you? I'll pick up your calls in a few minutes. A little more news. Stick around. 15 minutes past the hour. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's GET, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So you just got back from your summer vacation. Maybe you had to book two rooms because you're snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. I'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text my first name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK. Or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards, ZYPPAH.com. And use that code PINK. Text fees may apply if you text Tom to 511-511.
With a traitor's tongue, calls us one people, but the song's been sung. Whitewash lines in a blood-soaked frame. He spits on the dead and defiles their names. This is the new Confederacy, wrapped in flags, fueled by hate. They burn the past. But freedom won't share their fate. They torch the truth, they crown the lie, but the graves of heroes won't comply. From Gettysburg to
the hour. Welcome back. So the Trump administration is quietly trying to build a national database of voters. This is not something the Constitution envisions. It leaves voting up to the individual states. This is the Justice Department is compiling the largest set of a national voter roll. This is amazing. You've got people who are participating in this process, including Trump, who claim that the 2020 election was stolen. And, is this part of an effort to prove that Trump was actually illegally lost the election?
that he didn't lose the election? Justin Levitt, an election law expert at Loyola Marymount University's law school, says nobody has ever done anything like this. They've also sent formal demands to at least 17 mostly Democrat-controlled states. Nearly every state has resisted turning over these files, which include private, identifiable information, driver's license numbers, Social Security numbers, that kind of thing. Last week, a local judge blocked South Carolina from turning this information over to the Justice Department. All 50 states, the feds say, are eventually going to receive such requests. This is a memo from the Missouri Association of County Clerks obtained by the New York Times. Quote, Missouri is now part of a multi-state attempt by the Department of Justice to access, physically inspect, and perhaps take physical custody of election equipment used in the 2020 November general election. But it appears to me and to many other people that this is actually targeting 2026. This is all about controlling the election. It's all about Stalin saying, I don't care who votes, I care who counts the votes. Meanwhile, the birthday book, Epstein's birthday book, has been published. It's out. It was part of a lawsuit that was successful, or a subpoena, actually, to Epstein's estate, which turned it over, along with a bunch of other documents, including, and Trump is still denying that that's his signature on there, which is obviously a lie, which raises the question, what else is he trying to hide? There's a joke in the birthday book about selling a fully depreciated woman to Donald Trump for $22,500. There's this picture of a giant check for a fully depreciated. In other words, hey, she's no longer 14. This is incredible. And, all Trump has to do to put an end to all this is say, hey, to Pam Bondi, just say to Pam Bondi, just release everything. Just make it all public. Protect the identity of the victims if they choose. And those you can't contact, of course, protect all them. But just put it all out there. I mean, why are we hiding this stuff? Well, I think it's fairly obvious we're hiding it because it appears increasingly that Trump was participating with Epstein in these rapes. I mean, what other possible explanation is there? I mean, if it's just that he was friends with a bad guy, so what, right? Being friends with a bad guy, it kind of questions your judgment and all that, but that's not a crime. It is a crime, though, if you conspire with a bad guy to commit crimes or if you commit crimes together with the bad guy. What is Trump hiding?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
On the other side of the break, ICE launches Operation Midway Blitz. Job growth is down and Israel strikes Hamas. I'll get through those and I'll pick up your calls. Stick around. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stock with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinches myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Green Bay's own Frank Hermans. Just a Bit Outside director Sean Hannish joins with big news and the Green Bay Film Festival's Nick Watier. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Milwaukee County Executive is in the race. David Crawley launched his campaign this morning, becoming the second Democrat in the race after Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Crawley, a former state assembly member, says he welcomes a primary and argued that Republicans have pushed extremist policies. Republicans Josh Shulman and Bill Berrien are already running. Representative Tom Tiffany may join later this month. Stricter air quality rules in Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Sheboygan counties are on hold after a federal appeals court sided with the Wisconsin DNR. The DNR challenged the EPA's decision last year to reclassify the counties as serious areas for ozone, which would have triggered tougher regulations. Business groups welcomed the ruling, saying Wisconsin companies shouldn't be punished for pollution blowing in from other states. Environmental advocates argue the change puts public health at risk. Wisconsin Democrats say one of their own colleagues threatened to kill them. Savannah Tomey Olson has the latest.
Democratic leaders, including Minority Leader Greta Neubauer and Assistant Minority Leader Kaylin Haywood, say Milwaukee Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez threatened to shoot three of her fellow Democrats over disagreements they'd had. That's according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The lawmakers reportedly referred the matter to Capitol Police, and Ortiz-Velez temporarily had her access to the Capitol suspended. At a press conference last week, this is what Minority Leader Neubauer said when she was asked about the situation.
Sylvia Ortiz-Velez informed us that she no longer wished to be a member of our caucus, and per her request, she is no longer a member of the Assembly Democrats, and that's all I'll say on it at this time.
Ortiz-Velez told the Journal Sentinel that her statements were, quote, poorly worded hyperbole, end quote, and her access to the Capitol has since been restored, according to the State Journal. While she has now left the Democratic caucus, she says she'll remain a Democrat.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Group. Learn more online at horizonslaw.com.
Partly sunny and very pleasant today with highs scraping the mid-70s. Tonight, we'll see more clouds out there, lows staying mild to the upper 50s, maybe some spotty drizzle. Otherwise, for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and highs back to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Did you miss Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers and Theaters? Good news. It's on television on Tuesday night for free. Join us next time when we talk with the producer and director.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Out in the streets, we rise together. Voices strong will bend but never break. Justice calls us now, it's now or never. Our silence is a choice we can't afford to make. Show up for democracy, don't stand by. Raise your voice, lift it high. Call your leaders, speak your truth. Vote with power, old and youth. Show up for democracy, our freedom's on the line. Talk to your neighbors, share the fire. Hope is built in every hand we hold. Courage grows when hearts conspire. A people's story fierce and bold. Show up for democracy, don't stand by. Raise your voice.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Israel struck in Qatar. Qatar, by the way, is the home of the U.S. It's the forward headquarters of CENTCOM, U.S. Central Command, and not home of the U.S. Fifth Fleet, but a chunk of it is there. Qatar is also the country that gave Donald Trump the $800 million airplane bribe. So, you know, this is fascinating stuff. Israel is reporting, or the news, I've seen a couple of news reports now suggesting that Trump signed off on this, that the White House signed off on this strike. Qatar is spitting mad about it. But this was during a meeting of the senior Hamas leadership, including people who helped plan October 7th. I'm not mourning their deaths, and frankly, I'm guessing that not much is going to come out of this, other than Hamas being further crippled, the talks ending, the hostages are probably not going to get released, and Netanyahu's going to get another 6 months in office without worrying about being thrown in jail for being the corrupt politician that he is. We'll see how it plays out. Meanwhile, job growth revised down by 911,000 jobs through March, indicating that the economy was a little softer than we thought at the tail end of last year. And a lot softer than we thought early this year. The American economy is huge and resilient, but it's taken a few hits. And ICE has launched Operation Midway Blitz, targeting immigrants in Chicago. This could be really interesting, you know. Trump took almost half of the Hispanic vote. And in the last election, which was up from in the 30s in the 2020 election, I think it was 49%. I had looked it up a little while ago, something like that of the Hispanic vote. How is this going to affect the Hispanic vote going forward? I mean, for a long time, the Hispanic vote was largely Democratic. What's happened in the last 5, 6, 7 years, I'm not sure exactly when it began, but it might have even been during the tail end of the Obama administration. It might have been a little long, you know, like a decade ago. A network of literally hundreds of Spanish language, right wing talk show radio stations has sprung up across America. And you've got basically your right wing versions of Rush Limbaugh out there. And it's been working. I keep telling Democrats, you know, you need to invest in media infrastructure. And apparently they're talking about, well, let's find some, you know, podcasters we can support. I'm not one of them, by the way. Nobody's ever talked to me about any of this. But apparently they're thinking about something like that, or maybe doing it. I don't know. But, you know, what kind and who. And I'm a big fan of independence, frankly. But anyhow, we'll see how this all plays out.
Chicago alderman, and this is, you know, on the, with the backdrop of the Supreme Court saying that racial profiling is just fine. You know, it's, if you see somebody who's got brown skin, you can stop them and demand that they have their papers. We are fully in the papers, please phase here. And I'm just wondering, you know, with the Supreme Court saying, yes, you can do racial profiling for the purposes of immigration arrests, when are they going to say that racial profile, that's by, you know, ICE, when are they going to say racial profiling by businesses is fine? You can have whites only signs in your lunch counter. You can refuse to serve people. Hey, you know, it's the American way. At least it was until the 1960s. Is that the world they're trying to take us back to? Sure looks like it to me. Chicago Alderman Gilbert Viejas, who represents the 36th Ward of Chicago, which is heavily Hispanic, he said, quote, people are concerned about if they're walking somewhere, they're going to be asked for their papers. How do you prepare to leave your home to make sure that you can come back? The head of the Pilsen Defense and Access Group, which is a group of volunteers in Chicago, said, quote, we pulled up after the first detention had gone down and neighbors came out and people honked their horns to let people know that ICE is out. In the middle of the chaos, it's really beautiful to see the community making its own defense mechanisms. Again, the Hispanic community is freaking out. ICE detained, this is in Chicago this morning, ICE detained older Latino men, including a popular flower vendor, a man walking outside a gas station, and another person who was just out for a walk but was found with brown skin. Witnesses say that a far-right personality, some guy I've never heard of, his name is Ben something, he's on Bannon's network, was accompanying ICE on these patrols and doing media hits and things. This is wild stuff. So what say y'all? What's on your mind today? Greg in Gastonia, North Carolina. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Yeah, I was following up with that, Tom. Is how did Trump get 48% of the white vote, or the Hispanic vote, up from 36? He got 15% of the black vote, up from 8%. And he got 40% of the Asian vote, up from 30%.
All true.
In the last election. So yeah. How's that making them an all-white party?
Well, I think what was happening, Greg, is that during that interregnum, during that period when Joe Biden was president, the Republicans were pushing this idea that, you know, the economy is going to help because of a Democratic president. You need to elect a Republican president. They know the economy. Everybody saw the inflation. They didn't want to be paying more for groceries. I suspect that people of all races were saying, hey, let's try a Republican. I don't think that's going to happen Greg.
The revision of the job numbers, it's 1.7 million in the last 2 years of the Biden administration. The jobs are overinflated. Maybe they were right.
No, it's 1.1 million from March of 2024.
It was 900,000 this year and 800,000 last year.
Oh, last year. Yeah, every year there's a revision like that. Every single year.
So it's 1.7 in the last 2 years, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still, you know, Greg, so you maybe still have all the Republican presidents from Reagan to today created 1 million jobs. All the Democratic presidents from Reagan to today created 50 million jobs. If you want to reduce that by 2 million for these two adjustments, fine with me. Greg, thanks for the call. Virginia in Chicago. Hey, Virginia, what's on your mind?
Oh, are you saying Regina?
Oh, is it Regina? I'm sorry, it says Virginia here, but
I'm from Chicago, so I'm just kind of jumping in here.
Okay, Regina is your name? Let me fix this?
Yeah.
Okay, great. What's up?
Reggie. Yeah. Uh-huh. I just want to put a message I received from on high of the universe early this morning. And basically, since the Supreme Court has given the green light to racial profiling, I think Halloween should come early this year. And in every state and city where ICE, the Gestapo folks are parading around wearing a mask, everyone else who leaves their house should put on a Halloween mask, a Long Ranger mask. A mask, a COVID mask, since COVID is back, or just create your own mask. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Yeah. I think if we all do that, they'll see there's more of us than them. And plus, it'll be harder to just profile somebody looking at their face if we all have on masks.
Well, people are showing, you know, I get what you're saying, and I don't have a response specifically to that, but I think that what is happening is that people are waking up all over the country. And have been for some time. And they're showing up, and they're showing up in the streets in large numbers. And Trump's popularity is in the absolute in the toilet. I mean, he's in the 30s.
So I'm just talking about the profiling piece.
No, I get that.
So we all
I get that.
Able to profile.
Yeah, or you know, it's. It's a tough time, I would think, to be a brown or black person in the United States, particularly given the direction things are going. Regina, thank you for the call. We'll be back. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. National Voter Registration Day is coming up on September 16th, with nationwide events to encourage eligible voters to register and check their registration. With no national election as incentive this year, organizers point to local and special elections and a readiness to vote in the 2026 midterms as reasons to consider registering or reviewing registration status. The U.S. Census estimates 174 million Americans were registered to vote in 2024 out of an eligible voting age population of 236 million citizens. Pew Research found 18% of non-voters cited not being registered as a major reason for not voting. For those who are registered, changes in election law, such as more frequent purges of inactive voter registrations and lack of citizenship documents on file, could potentially make millions of Americans ineligible prior to the 2026 midterms. Many states offer online tools to check registration status. National Voter Registration Day's organizers said in a statement that over 1,700 community partners and 3,500 local organizations will participate this year, including municipalities, schools, and support agencies. More information for interested community partners is available at nationalvoterregistrationday.org. We have links to the site and our past series on why more Americans don't vote at americandemocracyminute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We'll be right back. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by it. She uses it every night. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled Vibrience.com/THOM. Vibrience.com to get a healthier complexion, simplify your skincare routine. This Super C Serum with hyaluronic acid. 37% off, free shipping, and Vibrience.com/Tom.
Town on horses, borrow from a theme park with cowboy boots and business suits and flashlights in the dark. One had a crown made out of foil, the others followed blind, dropping memos marked top secret in a dusty DC wind behind. They're the gang that couldn't shoot straight, can't even lock a file crate, talking war plans on an app that teens use for a date. They shout about the deep state, but they can't find the gate. Oh Lord, protect us all. Shoot straight. One's got a Bible in one hand and a subpoena in the other.
51 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good. What's on your mind?
Great. Well, I love your subject today. And
I'm sorry. Say it again, Charles. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I said I love your subject today.
Oh, thank you.
Sometimes we're just on the same page. I was thinking this morning, I was like, because I was listening to on BBC that, I heard the message that the French Prime Minister might have to resign. And he did today. And I'm hearing about, of course, the economic disparities that's in France.
And who's resigning?
I forgot what I think.
Oh, the Prime Minister of France. Is that what you said?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Charles.
Someone that Macron had appointed, because you know, last year when he called the snap elections, it almost seemed like the far right would win. When Macron, with Le Pen and her protege, but that didn't happen, fortunately for us. But it just occurred to me that probably he's trying to wreck. I'm talking about Trump now. Probably he's trying to wreck this economy, or make it teeter. Because, of course, it's going to cause so much instability that you can see in the European Union, where all of these far right, and even in London, you have Kenny Badenoch on the far right, and, you know, they're pummeling all of these liberal and, you know, centrist governments because, you know, they have something to run on as far as an alternative to the economy. And I'm just thinking, is that part of this strategy that the right is using, even here in America, to get that result? Worldwide. And also, one more thing. It occurred to me as well that the reason why they're saying that why they're trying to conflate, you know, this government and God or whatever, you know, supposed to be a Christian nation, Christian government, is because they're also using that with the vouchers as well. They're stealing our money, our tax money, and, you know, giving it to these far-right schools as vouchers. And, of course, they're using God as a crux.
They're religious institutions. It's just absolutely wrong. Now, I think your point is well taken, Charles. The primary animating element or aspect of the right these days, all around the world, and this is being fed in part by, you know, stuff like Russian and Chinese propaganda, particularly on social media, but mostly just by, you know, the good old-fashioned intrinsic racism that seems to be endemic. You know, it's just embedded in humanity. The main driver of the right in Europe and in France right now, and we'll get into this with Cole in a minute, I'm guessing is race, is, you know, has to do with immigration.
But they want to bond and codify it in religion, and that's why I told you that, yeah. To be honest with you, that flag to me for this religious right is nothing but an idol, you know, and they'll worship that idol, and now you conflate it with Christianity. I mean, that's how they got the people trapped, and of course they keep us off balance because we don't want to be considered anti-religion or anti-Christian, even though we are Christian.
Yeah. No, excellent point, Charles. And they've used religion, bigots have used religion throughout history to justify their bigotry. Charles, thank you. So well said. Thank you. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hi, Tom. Given the Supreme Court horrible decision yesterday...
It wasn't really a decision. It was a shadow docket. So it was an opinion without... right now, technically, it only applies to Los Angeles, but, you know, I guarantee you the whole, you know, every police agency in the country is going, oh, we can racially profile now?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. It's a horrendous decision, but my call is about given how these hacks in the Supreme Court are behaving, was to say that if Trump... wants to run for a third term violating the Constitution, the Supreme Court is going to say, yeah, go ahead and do it.
If he is still standing and coherent in 3.5 years, and I think that that's a huge if, given how old he is and the kind of health he's in. But if that's the case...
He's incoherent now.
Yeah, I know that. But, you know, as coherent as he is right now, if that's the case, then I believe that he will figure out a way, whether it's what you suggested, you know, the Supreme Court just saying, yeah, we're just going to invalidate the 20, whatever it is, Fifth Amendment or whatever, or whether it's, hey, J.D. Vance is going to run for president, Donald Trump is going to run for vice president, we'll just do what Putin did with Medvedev, you know, and then Vance will kind of step out of the way and just let Trump run the show. There's no doubt in my mind that's what he wants to do, and that's what he would do if he could.
Yeah,
The question is if he could.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alfredo. Appreciate the call. I mean, with his popularity in the crapper right now, I don't think he could win an election for dog catcher. But you just never know. You just never know. Next up, Cole Stangler. We're going to drop our buddy in France here is going to drop in. He's also a commentator on France 24. And let us know what's going on in that country. It's wild stuff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's Civic Media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community, and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News brief. The U.S. knew in advance, or just as Israel was carrying out an aerial attack on Hamas leaders in Qatar. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
The attack marks a dramatic escalation in Israel's campaign, and there's worry it could derail ongoing negotiations to end the war and free Israeli hostages.
New numbers from the government put a whole new look on the labor market for the year ending late last winter. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
This is a significant number. Total non-farm employment from the period from April 2024 to March 2025 has been revised downward by more than 900,000 jobs.
CBS's Allison Keyes on the pushback to the Chicago immigration crackdown.
The Department of Homeland Security says Operation Midway Blitz will target criminal aliens who flock to Chicago because of sanctuary policies. But Alderwoman Halo Gutierrez says,
we will not be intimidated.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.